flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would have been her birthday today, Sam.
Let's listen.
See if we can get your move on there. Those of you going to have a special night with your loved one. This is the song I recommend you put on. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this Saturday morning. It's the 25th day of January. We say to you in a very bluesy kind of way, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
That's right. And all you
right on
fans out there of Etta James and Tucker, good morning to you.
All right now.
Yeah. Just a quiet storm. Okay. Herb Kent, the cool gent. That wasn't actually a dude in Chicago. Anyway, it would have been Eddie James's birthday today, so we throw on. And back in the day when I was trying to get smooth, that was the song I put on.
All right now.
Yeah, at last. Anyway, we have got a special day going on at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We're going to talk to Brandon Hutchinson coming up in a little bit. Yep. Also, Jason Longshore is going to get a set for Atlanta United. Hit the pinch against Chattanooga. And so we will have that game for you, by the way, at 2:55, I'm told. 2:55. Not 2:50.
All right.
Not 2:58.
Yep.
2:55.
Yep, be there.
We will have that for you. But as we head into this, I said 8 o'clock. It's 9 o'clock hour.
9 o'clock.
Because we didn't start it. Yeah, we didn't set our clocks back.
We started at 7 instead of 6.
Well, something different.
A little different.
And listen, this is perfect because we were going to talk NFL, and Noel got us all worked up because talking about which is what was running through her mind with these Lions and what's happening. I did sort of tag this with a wonder and something that we had talked about earlier, and that is, where is the line for tampering? I don't know where it is anymore, and what person in the organization is allowed
now,
to
what level
talk.
Now? You're talking about professionally or you're talking
about professional. Professional level.
Because college is all blurred.
Yeah. No, this segment was going to talk NFL. We'll get back to college later on. But when we touched on the moves that are being made, and like I said, Noel brought up the Lions and that whole division, the NFC North, but I then tagged it with nobody expected the move to happen with Pete Carroll out in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether their minority owner, Tom Brady, was a part of that. I wonder how much he's going to be a part of the decision of what happens at the quarterback position. And since he talks about these quarterbacks publicly, he'll be doing the NFC game and he'll be doing the Super Bowl. What can come out of his mouth that might constitute tampering? That's my question. I mean, I wonder.
And
can he say anything? Because he's not the majority owner. He's not Jerry Jones, right, coming out and saying something. He's just down the pike. I mean,
I guess as long as if it's in context of the broadcast of the game, he's not going out and saying, hey, guy, we really could use somebody. You know, he's not in that regard.
But because he is who he is.
Yeah, there's still the influence now. He's still an influencer. So that's the main part of it. The influence will be there, you know. Going to play for the Raiders don't mean you're going to play like him.
No, it's not that, but they get an opportunity to possibly steer that player away from another organization because Tom Brady said he'd like to see him leading, you know, his
But that's just it. He can't say that.
Well, I know that, but he would – I mean, there's ways to go about it, but that's my whole point.
Yeah.
Where does he draw the line in what he says, tongue-in-cheek?
Yeah, but even tongue-in-cheek, he don't do that. I mean, you know, because people will be watching for that. You know, he's unique, obviously, in what he's getting an opportunity to do so soon after leaving the field.
So here's what we need to do here, then, if that's not the case. We need, because this won't be as visible, we need to get Will Packer to put some of these free agents into a movie, right? He's minority owner of the Falcons, right? So he's not going to be on the broadcast, but he's got some influence. And he says, listen, I'm doing a movie with Gabrielle Union, and you'd look really nice next to her as her.
The main thing you have to do is not do what Kirk Cousins did. Come to visit the place before you have your press conference. Say, oh, it's real nice around here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice. Everybody's great to you. Huh? Well, you know.
All right, so other than the four teams, you know, you're absolutely right. So, again, that was just my wonder
going around the place, but you can't let people know you've been in here.
How are you feeling about how this season played out with the extra games and the playoffs and where we are? I know how you feel about Kansas City, and you've made it well known. Kansas City Chiefs right now are in the same seat with you as was the Golden State Warriors during their run when the season started.
Or Alabama. You know what? I don't hate them.
No.
I think there are a lot of people right now who hate Kansas City. They feel like Mahomes gets caught up by the referees, and they always
True.
You know what I mean? People
their offense, like that.
Yeah. So a lot of people are hating. I don't hate them. You know what I mean? I think they're good. I think that they're great. They got some home folks that have played big roles with the team. You know, so I like them. But you just know you got to know what's coming. You just see what's happening, and you know what's coming. So,
you think you know? Now, yeah. How did you feel about New England though? When Brady was making them runs.
Yeah, I got sick of them.
Okay,
we got all kind of stuff like Deflategate.
Right.
You had the spy camera.
The tuck rule.
You had the spy camera on the sideline. You know, you're all kind of stuff that was going on up there. You know, what are these guys doing to keep winning? And so, yeah, you got sick and tired of that. But, and this is still, hadn't gotten to that point.
But if they win it this year, do something that nobody else has done.
Right.
And they can hang their hat on that.
Right.
See, so then my question is this. See, I'm the other way with this. I like seeing greatness as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to sit back and look back and go, you know, like New England and go, that was a great run. Or we'll bring it more locally here, what the Braves did. Now, mind you, they didn't get the chip every year, but 14 division championships ain't nothing to sneeze at.
Right.
Okay, so while it was going on, we got used to it here, but I was one of those who sat in the seat and appreciated the fact that they got up every year and went back and did it. I'll tell you another one that I don't think gets talked about enough is what those Buffalo Bills did.
Right.
How you get up and make it with the intestinal fortitude to get smacked away. First it's miss, you know, wide right. Then you get up and you do it again. You ride it all the way to the end. You get to the Super Bowl again, and then you lose. And then you do that two more times. Four in a row,
yeah.
And each one a loss. But yet, going through that minefield to get there, I think is something that's not spoke upon enough as a great achievement.
That's
Marv
true.
Levy and
very
what
much,
they
very
what
much.
That Buffalo Bills
and
team
the group
did.
Of players who are now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that were parts of that team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about that. You know, they had some phenomenal talent on those
They'd
Buffalo
have to.
Bills teams, right? In order to get there,
so, I can't think of another person on that coaching staff though. You know, I can think of Marv. You know, the when the Cowboys went. You know, Norv Turner went someplace else,
right,
and all
right.
those. I can't think of a coordinator. I'm sure there are, and I'm
right.
sure they.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't.
You're just not jumping.
They didn't bring
right
a spotlight
there.
With them, I guess. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. Brandon Hutchison going to join us next.
Commanders and Eagles. I mean, a lot of things we're watching. I'm wondering if Jalen Hurts, what he's going to be, and we'll check with Gil Tyree tomorrow morning and some thoughts about them. People feel like he's going to wear some type of brace, some type of protection for his knee. My thing is, can he just hand it off to Barkley? My goodness, I mean, that's the thing. And I'm sure, you know, Washington's defense is going to be ready to kind of key on him.
I was just going to say, if he's go ahead.
But, I mean, the defense last week was ready to key on him.
But you still had Jalen Hurts there doing what possibly could it had them on their heels because he still wasn't as banged up as what you know he is going into this game. And so you still had to kind of, you know, he could do some things. And because of that, Saquon, I mean, listen. It's kind of like what we talk about with Derrick Henry in the same thing
right.
with Lamar Jackson. Why doesn't Derrick Henry run for 200 yards every game? Because you know if you don't give the ball to him, Lamar's going to run for 150. But there are games where he gets shut down. And Lamar, you know, has to put the cape on and do what he does. But they don't always win those games.
Yeah, but Saquon, to me, to have this opportunity to continue when you consider where he was.
Oh, absolutely.
And where that was going. And the opportunity he has now, my goodness, you know, to me, that's the thing. When you have a guy who plays like that, anything's about, man, I have landed on this team, and look at where I'm a game away from getting. Mm-hmm. He's going to come out, and he's going to have a tremendous day tomorrow. And I think the thing we will look for now is Philadelphia's defense and what kind of pressure they can bring. I mean, Daniels had some pressure last week. I mean, you know, Detroit threw some stuff at him. They threw some things at him,
but he don't panic.
You know, that's the thing. That's let's see Philadelphia, see what they bring. I mean, and
they'll knock him around and they'll put him on a spot. The thing that gives everybody cause for pause is the fact that he doesn't get rattled. You know, the defense comes at him and you put him on his behind a few times, and that's supposed to rattle a young player, especially a rookie,
especially
right?
playing at this level,
season,
right?
But again, he's. For whatever reason, and I don't know if it's just his motherboard, if you will, and, you know, Dan Quinn, if you want to give him the credit for it, but he has got this – what do they say about – who's that athlete who can slow their heart down and still perform? There's athletes who can do that, and I don't know if it's swimmers or people who do it in treacherous situations, but he just has that – X factor that doesn't get, at least that's what he's shown so far.
True.
He doesn't get rattled. Now, it may change tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's like what we said about Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was something we had never seen before in a regular season. Then when the bright lights hit, we saw Sam Darnold again. I don't know when or if we're going to see that with Jaden Daniels. But either way, he and last year you talked about your boy from Houston.
Oh, Stroud.
They have changed how rookie quarterbacks are perceived.
Yeah.
You no longer get 3-4 years to get used to NFL speed and so on and so forth. So Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward coming in next year, y'all better hit the ground running.
Well,
because Bryce.
I think that's also the exception of what's around them. I mean, Bryce Young went into a dumpster fire up in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he's finally figuring some things out and got some better support and maybe some stability. With the front office and the coaching staff, he just went into a totally bad situation.
And so did Bo Nix, and so did Sam Darnold too.
Well, I don't say Bo Nix went to it, and then he didn't have that to deal with.
No, it's not the equivalent.
You know what I mean?
But they
or just like Trevor Lawrence down in Jackson.
He is in it right now,
right? You know what I mean.
But it
was that from the start.
That whole Urban Meyer thing,
right? So I'm just saying, you're talking about throwing somebody in and people expecting stuff. I think you got to look at the infrastructure and what's around them too. You know, you're going into so. That's the whole thing. But I tell you what, both when you talk about in Houston and in Washington, you're talking about new coaches that were first years on the job.
Right.
And they still managed to get these new quarterbacks to get to that level. It says a lot about the coaching job that was done in both of those situations.
You threw Washington in there? Let me back up. That's not a new coaching situation.
It's new as a head coach.
As a
head coach. Yeah. Yeah,
I think.
I mean, well, a first year in that situation,
right.
with a rookie quarterback coming in.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But I think that's lost on what Dan Quinn is right now, is what he took because he came to Dallas. He limped into Dallas after what happened here in Atlanta.
Right.
And I think his time there showed him some stuff that made him the coach he is now, being under Jerry Jones and getting out of there in time to implement some of the stuff, the do's and don'ts, if you will. That he learned in Dallas. And I think if he gets over the hump this time, it's because of not just his tenure in the league, but he took something from Dallas that showed him, I'm not going to do things like that anymore. And at least that's my thoughts on it. We'll see. All right, listen. When last time you went out to Atlanta Motor Speedway?
the last race I went to, the race last summer.
That, folks, you need to keep going back to their website. They have got stuff going on all the time, especially today. This weekend is big time out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Open house, and there are events galore. We're going to talk to Brandon Hutchinson, our friend, coming up next. Joining Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the game. My man Sammy Hagar, you hear I can't drive 55. You know we're talking about something fast, and it is big weekend out at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And we're going to be back there talking, hopefully, to Brandon coming up next month.
Yeah, for the Ambetter 400.
That weekend gets going again here, but we welcome friend of the show, and just hopefully he's had a wonderful 2025 so far, got through the holidays and didn't get his house buried with snow.
Well, the track was, though. There's some great pictures here on social media. But, Brandon, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Brandon Hutchinson, Land Motor Speedway. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great this morning, guys. Thank you all so much for having me. You know, I always wondered why Sammy Hagar had one foot on the brake. Why would you have one foot on the brake? You just got to have your foot on the gas and go, go, go. Just like we're going to be doing in 29 days for the Ambetter Health 400 race weekend, guys.
This guy's the best. He is literally the best. Walk right in, because I was going to ask him, this is a big weekend. It's, what, the 11th year in a row where this has all happened on the same? You can plan your calendar by this race weekend, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we do. We have the 11th year of the doubleheader. We've got the Freight Racing 208 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race and the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250 doubleheader on Saturday. And don't forget, guys, kids are absolutely free on Saturday. And when we're done racing, we're not done partying. We get the party kicked up in the Peach Pit on Saturday after the doubleheader. Mechanical Bull, laser light shows, fireworks shows, cornhole tournaments. Guys, as always, we're trying to pack as much entertainment into a race weekend as we possibly can.
The fan experience, second to none at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Pleased to be joined by Brandon Hutchinson this morning. Brandon, first of all, you have something going on in just a few hours there at AMS. Tell people what's happening. They can come out there today.
Absolutely, Sam. I tell you, the Ambetter Health 400 race week wasn't enough, so we decided to morph it into about a month, and we get started today from 11 to 3. We've got an absolutely free open house. Fans can come on out. We're going to be in Club 1. We've got games, prizes, and listen, we're only 1 year removed from the three-wide 7/1000th of a second finish at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and none other than Daniel Suarez is going to be there today. He won that race. He's going to be there telling us all about it. Fans can come out, talk to Daniel, maybe get an autograph or two, and it's all free, guys, so it's going to be a big time.
I got a new name. He just teed it up. And, Brandon, you're welcome to this. Get some bumper stickers, you know, made or whatever. This is officially, we are officially in AMS race season.
Ooh.
That's
so this
exactly
month.
Right.
So we need to,
exactly
need,
right.
We need to trademark this and have T-shirts that come out today, and they're good through
bumper
the Ambetter 400. Like the holiday season?
That's exactly right. Man, you're good at this. Greg.
It's my present to you, buddy.
Listen, you guys are two of my favorite to talk to. When they told me I was calling in this morning, I knew it would be Sam and Greg. And listen, I just appreciate it, man. We've got so much going on. You guys know people work real hard for their money, and they choose where to spend it. If they choose to spend it at Atlanta Motor Speedway, our staff wants to make sure they get as much bang for their buck as they're going to get anywhere else, guys. And like I said, kids are free on Saturday for the doubleheader. Kids are only $10 for the Ambetter Health 400. That's the best race car drivers in the world, and you can come see it in Atlanta for less than a matinee movie, guys.
Wow. Think about that. Absolutely. Folks, I'm talking with Brandon Hutchison, Atlanta Motor Speedway. They are social. You can find them at ATL Motor SPDWY at ATL Motor SPDWY. I'm going back to the 10th of this month, Brandon, and we've seen Atlanta Motor Speedway a lot of different ways, but to see it covered with this blanket of snow, they posted some wonderful pictures. I don't know if you went out there. Who took these photos? Because they're great. But it's a way that we never get to see AMS, and it's completely covered with snow.
You know, you're not going to believe this, Sam, but I was in Montana looking at 4 feet of snow. flying home on the 10th. We were flying home that day, and we got home. Luckily, we got home. We were like the last flight in. And it's amazing. We came from 4 feet of snow to like 6 inches of snow, and we were like kids in a candy store. It was so exciting. You know, our marketing, our social team does great capturing images and photos to share it with our fans, and I thought the same thing. Those pictures were beautiful. I wanted to get my skis on and go out there and see if we could get behind the pace car and do a little. So you talk about social, that would have been pretty cool. I heard they were doing it in Indianapolis, and Greg Walter even wanted to do it in Charlotte, but I don't know that that happened. But no, it was really cool. And then who'd have thunk it? Just this last week, we got snow twice in a month in the state of Georgia. But hey, it's all getting out of here. It's going to warm up today for the open house at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Hopefully your listeners will come out and join us, because just like the Ambetter Health 400 race weekend, we've got a bunch in store for today, and we know it's going to be a lot of fun.
You got some cars going to be on the track today at all?
Absolutely. At 2:00, we've got Legends and Bandolero racing on our Thunder Ring quarter mile track. And, you know, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Austin Hill, so many of the drivers in NASCAR today grew up racing on that quarter mile. So we're going to have some exciting racing today. As I said, we've got Daniel Suarez at the track today. Tons of games and prizes, and fans can go into the grandstands and pick out a seat that works best for them. They can go into the campgrounds and maybe pick a campsite, if it's still available, maybe pick a campsite that's right for them, so they can spend the entire race week with us when we come back in just 29 days. Because, guys, as y'all know, when cars aren't on track, we try to make sure we've got something going on to entertain our fans every minute of every day. So if you camp with us, it's a big party all week. And listen, don't let the word party scare you off. If you're wanting to come and party, you can do it. If you're a family and you just want to come chill and have a little bit of downtime for the weekend, you can do that in our campgrounds too. We try to make sure We have something for everybody.
All right, listen, we always tell people to go to the website. We do our best to let them know that, as you just said, there's something going on all the time. It's not about race weekends. You have something, it seems like 24-7, well, not 24-7, but 365 days a year going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
But what I wanted to ask you, Brandon, because we talk so much about the events, but you get out there and you talk to the fans. Your staff gets out and talks to the fans. What are some of the things that you guys hear from your fans out there that they enjoy that we can pass on to our audience? They may not know the perceptions, whatever. What is it that you regularly hear? Some of the things that you think that they should know about?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, one of my favorite things race weekend is getting out and engaging with the fans. I tell our team all the time, I want to be very intentional about how we treat our customers and about how we make sure that they have the level of entertainment that they expect when they come to Atlanta Motor Speedway. And the best way to figure all that out is to talk to them. So we do a lot of engaging race weekend. We do a survey after the race so fans can tell us what they like, but even more so, maybe what we can tweak a little bit to make their experience better. And as you guys know, we're always trying to do new, special, and different. For goodness sakes, we're going to have sea lions in the fan zone in just about a month. So
what?
Well,
hey,
we'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. But no, guys, it is the vibe. It's the intentional nature of how we operate that we hear the most about. Our fans love that we're trying different things, that we're out and about with the fans. We've got the Thor Camper Appreciation Party on Friday, which we just started about 2 years ago, that the fans love. We've got the party in the Peach Pit that we talked about that's free for the fans. So the fans just like that when cars aren't on track at Atlanta Motor Speedway, we've got something going on that can have a lasting impact on their race weekend.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm looking at something that people can experience today, a banking simulator. I've never seen this before. But if people come out, they're going to get a chance to experience
walk up
this.
What it's like to walk up the banks there, high banks, yeah.
Talk a little bit about
that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, again, we've got a mock flag stand so people can stand in what is the flag stand and wave the green flags to simulate starting a race. And we took it a step further and built a mock banking. So 28 degrees doesn't sound like a lot, but let me tell you guys, 28 degrees is extremely steep. We went from 24 to 28 degrees in our banking 3 years ago now, and it changed the entire dynamic of racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway. So we want our fans to have an opportunity to really come and see firsthand what 28 degrees looks like and feels like. So our fans will be able to come on out and take a step up the high banks of Atlanta Motor Speedway and experience just what it feels like.
And I have done that, and it is crazy trying to walk up. It's not the walk up. It's when you look going down, trying to get down there. You literally, I sat down, and I just kind of scooched down because I figured I was going to fall and roll over. It is amazing. You just don't have the perception until you get out there, and Atlanta Motor Speedway offers you that. It's great that he sit here. Brandon will sit and talk about, I want to hear what y'all think of what we're doing out here.
Yeah.
You can't do that with other professional sports.
It's true. That's
you know what I mean?
No, it's funny, Greg. It's funny, Greg. I guarantee you right now there are people listening to us thinking, you know what, he's right. I've done that. And I got up real easy, but I started to come down, and it was a different story.
Nope.
I tell people all the time, you better be careful coming down because it's steeper than it looks.
Yep. Fantastic. You mentioned Joey Logano. He's the guy on top. I mean, you feel like he comes back here. And of course, he was able to get his first win here a while back. But thoughts about him and really the season as we get ready to focus on Daytona here in just a few days.
I've known Joey Logano since he was a young lad, and I can tell you, since I met him, he was always one of the best race car drivers I had ever seen behind the wheel, and that's coming at like 8 years old. You just knew it. So would I count him out at Atlanta Motor Speedway in 29 days? Absolutely not. Of course, now that we race like a super speedway, it's almost anybody's guess at who will come across the start-finish line first. But I tell you, The dude that's going to be there today, Daniel Suarez, has figured something out at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the new Atlanta Motor Speedway, and he's always real strong. As we said, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott is real strong at the new Atlanta as well, but I don't really care who wins, guys. I'm excited about the season. I can't believe that next week we get started at Bowman Gray, and then we go to Daytona, and then we go to Atlanta. Think of being a crew chief, having to figure out the first 3 weeks of the NASCAR season. It's it's got to be some sleepless nights, but what that means for the fans is it's going to be an exciting season. I can't wait for it to get started. I'm always excited about opening our doors and inviting people to Atlanta Motor Speedway, and I get to do that in just about a month. So it's excitement season. It's racing season at Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's excitement season for the team at Atlanta Motor Speedway as well. We've been working real hard for about a year getting ready for the Ambetter Health 400 race week, and it's here, guys.
Yeah, and we will be hopefully talking to you just before that race happens. But listen, let's make it official. No, today is the beginning of AMS racing season. Get them T-shirts out and about, and let's provide another revenue stream for you. But listen, as always, you get us worked up, and we can't wait for our next trip out there. And for those folks listening to us, do yourself a favor. You know, it's here in town. You're sleeping on it if you don't get a chance to get on out there.
Yep. Go check it out today.
It is our job to talk about it. It's my job to promote it. But let me tell you, I am so thankful for your listeners who will choose to come out today, who will choose to come out with their families in a month. That's what it's all about. We work for the race fan, and hopefully as many fans as possible will get to experience the Ambetter Health 400 Race Week at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Racing season starts today. Atlanta Motor Speedway has two races a year. It's in your backyard.
Yeah, it is.
Come and see us. Go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com. Check out our website. Find a price point that works for you and your family. Come on out and see us. I promise you, if you choose to come out, you're going to have a big time.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Brandon Hutchinson, you're the best, buddy. Enjoy your weekend, and we look forward to having you back on.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you so much, Sam, Greg. You guys are the best. Thank you for the time. I greatly appreciate it.
There you go. We appreciate you coming on here, Brent. He's one of the best, man.
Yeah, he is,
and
man. And
got easily the best view in sports in this state.
Yep.
I mean, his office looks as the best view, period, right there at the end of turn four.
Yeah.
And you get to see the whole track. It's great. Listen, we got money flying through the air, believe it or not. We're going to let you know how to grab it next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't care what you say. Everybody's head is bobbing out there listening. Toes are tapping, fingers popping, something's going on with you.
Can't help it.
I heard this week. I started doing it. I said, we got to play this on Saturday. James Brown on a Saturday morning. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. We got our Saturdays back. We want to thank you all for staying with us when we just had our Sundays, but we got them both back now and could not be happier. It is the time during our show, and by the way, coming up here, we're getting ready for Atlanta United taking on Chattanooga.
Yeah.
We're going to have that game for you if you can't get someplace else and hear it or see it, 2:55 right here. And then we got Hawks in Toronto later on tonight, pregame at 7 o'clock, tip at 7:30. And, of course, tomorrow we'll have both NFC Championship games. Everything gets started at 2 o'clock with the pregame. The first game kicks off at 2:30. I got a fresh casting call up on a couple places. And there was a couple things that I wanted that we had slept on earlier I wanted to mention, but I'll just put that right there. And I'm up here talking to people and saying, I have to slow down when I do this casting call now because there's two pieces of information I really want to make clear. The stuff that's in front of the camera that I normally talk about and have been given to you since 2011, and I'm coming up on an anniversary, by the way, of doing this, is there. It's present. It is a fresh one with, actually, I got a lot on here this week, Sam. It starts for the week of January 27th. But
okay.
Extras Cast in Atlanta. Patrick and his boys haven't been on there. They got a new project where they need reaching out to the Asian community, and they need female cops. Destination Casting, January's got, I got like six projects for a new movie that they're doing. They need everything from yoga students to doctors and nurses, female guards. There's a need for a young person, a character in this project, a young person between the ages of 13 and 16, which means you have to get that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor. I have the link that's there. They need, Rose Locke needs fit females.
Mm-hmm.
When they say fit, could be runners, could be, you know, bodybuilders, whatever it is.
Okay, okay.
Fit females, any ethnicity. You're going to be a feature. Need cops for that. So these are all in front of the camera jobs. But right now, as we have all been hearing about what's going on in Los Angeles, and I say this, again, in a way that, you know, it's just the reality of it, Georgia as a state is going to benefit from that. There is going to be projects that have to leave Los Angeles, have to leave California, period, and they need to be completed. This is what I talk about from time to time, the business of show business. Places like Netflix and Disney and whoever else are going to be broadcasting projects, have made deals with production companies last year, whenever, and they promised movie X or TV series Y to be delivered by the beginning of March or April. And with this, you know, disaster going on out there and the fires and everything, lost a lot of area that they can't go back and shoot those things there. So they're going to move to Georgia. All the rural, a lot of the rural stuff will go south of Macon. You got to have some beachfront stuff or out by the in oceans. They're going to do it in the Savannah area. And you need metropolitan areas. Obviously, they're going to be up here. You need mountainous, you're going to go to North Georgia. We got everything here other than an iceberg and a desert. That's why Georgia is so attractive, along with the tax breaks and the airport. You can get anywhere on the planet from here. So that's why it's attractive. But because of what's going on in California and the projects needing to move here, the unused sound stages at various places, maybe Tyler Perry, maybe Trillith, maybe, you know, Screen Gems. I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to be used for that, but yeah, they may be in use. But what I do know is going to be needed is bodies for crew members. They are going to need crews. There are crews that are in place that may not be working, but they are committed to this project that's going to start, that's already been planned, that's going to start in February, in March, in April, and they can't commit to X amount of months or weeks even with the project that has to move here from California. So those of you, and I've been telling you this, if you have a job, a skill set that lends itself to being on a crew, whatever it is, and I like to name a few, but there's overall, you know, can be up to 50 different jobs on a movie crew. I don't know where you train to go be a grip. That's one of those jobs where you gotta get on set and do it. But electricians, carpenters, makeup artists, drivers, cooks, all of that, they are going to be needed. Listen, I don't know that there won't be lawyers and medical staff needed. I don't know where they hire those folks from, but a movie crew has everything you need. I've told the story ad nauseum. You want to get stranded on a desert island? You want to be on there with a movie crew. Anything you need is that you want to sue somebody. Yeah, you got lawyers there.
They'll be there, right?
You can do that. So I direct you toward finding the job opportunities that are posted, at least. A lot of this is who you know, and you know somebody, give them a call and find out. But when you get past the jobs in front of the camera, on my breakdown, you will see film industry and voiceover info. And the first thing that I have for you there is behind the camera, film and TV industry jobs. And I walk you through how to find the help wanted, things that are posted, the job opportunities that are posted there. And you can and find those out today, on Tuesday, anytime. Because I don't know when these opportunities are going to be posted on this site. But I do know that there are opportunities that are going to be available because the industry has to come to Georgia. A lot of them are going to go to New Orleans. A lot of them are going to go to Charlotte, maybe down in Florida, other locations where they film things here in the Southeast. But it's coming. So, again, I direct you toward behind the camera, film and TV job opportunities, industry jobs, I should say. And everything starts off at Georgia.org, and I walk you through. So that's there. If you got any questions about any of this stuff, Greg.Clarkson, Odyssey.com, and I will do my best to get back to you as soon as I can. Again, the list is up right now on Get Cast with Greg on X, and it's also 929thegame.com/castingcall, and you will see them there. And I cannot wait to pass on a little piece of news I got last week. All right? Y'all know about I can't wait. I trip and fall into all this stuff. I also, by the way, on this list, have a list of the casting directors. So you can go to their website. So again, I also say this is kind of important. If you if you want to get those opportunities in front of the camera, Sam and I will be on again tomorrow, but it'll be another week before we're on. And you can go during the week and go to their social media pages of the casting directors I have and find out. Yes, it's slow compared to last year or the year before, but it is starting to pick up. And so they will post needs that they have, commercials that are being shot all around.
Yeah, I know somebody this week who got a, just for the fun of it, just filled out something about a game show, and they hit them back.
Really?
Yeah.
So
to be on a game show that's I don't think it has an... Maybe you talked about a game show that wasn't named.
Okay.
You know, but they got a hit back to, you know, they made the first cut or second cut.
Oh, really? Okay.
For a game show. They're pretty excited about it, you know? I don't know what the game show, I don't know what that entails, but...
I haven't heard much about your reality shows over there. You used to go and see being
the
filmed.
The court shows.
Divorce shows and all that stuff.
All those things over at GPB.
We came back the break before with that Etta James.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a movie recommendation for you. If you like that type of music and you're curious about that story, and the story of Chess Records. Chess Records was that label who put out a lot of blues stuff. They were in Chicago, and some big names went through there. But they made, if you've seen Cadillac Records.
Yeah.
That's a good one, ain't it, right?
That was real good.
Cadillac Records is about Chess Records, and the stars of it will make you want to watch it. But came out in 09, I want to say, maybe 04 or something like that. But it stars Jeffrey Wright as Muddy Waters. Adrian Brody plays Leonard Chess. Mos Def plays Chuck Berry, and he is just, I mean, he is the best in this. Gabriel Union plays Geneva Wade, which is weird. Her name is Wade in this.
Yeah, really.
Cedric the Entertainer plays Willie Dixon. And playing Etta James, wait for it, Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If y'all ain't seen this, you need to check this out. That's my movie recommendation for the weekend. Cadillac Records came out in 08. And like I said, it's a good one. Also, there was something else happened movie-wise I wanted to tell you about. I had a couple things that were released today. But, we talked about our Monday. We were down at the World Congress Center.
Yes.
Did you get to see the end? Yes. Please. But the game itself, at the end of it, did you see any of the footage of, you know, how they put a rap on it, ESPN, with Herb Street, and how he lost it?
Oh.
He, first of all, you know, you found out this year his level of sensitivity, and he showed his heart a couple times this year, and got very emotional, especially when his dog Ben died.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, I didn't know this. Maybe he put it out there, but they started talking about Ohio State and their history, and of course his connection with there. So that touched him, and he started tearing up. But then he really started losing it, and then you found out later on that his wife was dealing with breast cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, there was something. She was he didn't, you know, the level of it wasn't talked about, but that was another thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody goes through stuff, it's done like this very publicly, it kind of stays with you, and you know.
He's a guy that's just on the go. I mean, he's college on the weekends, he's the NFL on Thursday night. I mean, he keeps a heck of a schedule now.
And gets highly, you know, compensated well for it. Yeah. So I wanted to mention that. All right. Have you ever heard of a guy named Bill Bowerman? Bill Bowerman.
Where would I know
He's him? Significant because today was the day that he was the coach of a young runner out in Oregon named Phil Knight on his track team. And he and that young runner started a company called Blue Ribbon Sports.
Okay.
Which turned into Nike. You see how I went with that?
Okay.
Yeah, so today was the day that Phil Knight and his coach started this company, which became Nike. And on the same day, the Beatles got their first number one hit here in America. And it was just, I think it was around the world, but it was the first one here. And the one that got them, they came a month later. It was I Want to Hold Your Hand was the first number one for them. And then they came here within a month and hit the Ed Sullivan Show, and the rest is history. And the craziest part about that is – they broke up 6 years later.
Yeah.
In a 6 year span. And the amount of time it took between two Adele albums and a Taylor Swift album, these dudes came, rewrote the record books as far as everything having to do with music, and then split. Exit stage left.
Yeah.
Also, there was a little movie called MASH. Not the TV show.
Not the TV show.
The movie was released. Do you remember who the stars were? The two guys who played Hawkeye and Trapper in the movie.
Don Sutherland?
That's right.
That was one. I'm forgetting the other.
Elliot Gould. I'm going to get those. I think he was Hawkeye, and the other one was, I think Donald Sutherland was Trapper. I believe. I could be wrong. All right. Moving into the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Jason Longshore.
10 o'clock hour.
See? I'm all turned around here. We started an hour
late. We haven't caught you up yet.
No, man. I'm still thinking about it. You know, my idea for Brandon Hutchison. It's an AMS racing season. I want to get that trademark and make some money. And also, it's Teacher's Day at the College Football Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It is the 10 o'clock hour, which we are approaching, and Jason Longshore will be joining us.
Yes, he will.
To get us set for the upcoming season with Atlanta United, and of course, today's matchup with Chattanooga. So that is coming up later on. It is Sam and Greg, our first Saturday back in a while, 25th day of January, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.